What up, dude?
Oh yeah, that's my shit. Hey, Pete, still Pete. Every single day,
it never fails. It never fails. I'm gonna do it.
Like looking like a star, bitch. When you see me make a wish,
I'll let you.
Fuck it, bro. JD. They had to switch it up.
Hey, why did you switch it up, though? Why is that?
That's why I had to switch it up. Holla at your mother boy, JD.
Yeah. We got Jaden Davis in the building.
Shout out to JD.
Yeah. We got JD in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? JD, go ahead and introduce yourself. You know, tell them who you are, what you do, where you from.
What's up, y'all? I'm JD. My name's Jaden Davis. From Long Beach, California. I play football.
You play that ball.
I play football.
I play football.
It gave me a little last chance you vibes.
Yeah, I play football.
And I play football.
Where you play football at, man?
Play LBCC right now.
Shout out to Long Beach CC.
Yeah, y'all didn't know that's Long Beach City. Viking Ganger Hang.
Shout out to JD, the special guest on tonight's episode 89 specifically of Sports Talk with Mark and DP, featuring who?
Coach Fern.
You goddamn right.
Yeah. We here. It's Wednesday. We thankful. I got gum in my mouth. I just realized that.
Damn, smacking all in their ear. Like,
man, I'm like, damn.
Hey, it's a holiday weekend.
It is.
What's good?
Merry Xmas. Merry Xmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry to whatever you celebrate.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what?
Happy Kwanzaa coming up.
I never started this, so I'm going to start it.
Go ahead, man.
P. Let's tell JD what we about to do. We do weekly check-ins. Yeah, so we're not going to put you on the spot. We're going to let you go last.
We're going to let you see the example, you know what I'm saying?
But basically, we all just going to talk about how our week's been, you know, what's good. We don't talk about the bad here. You can, but you we can. Look at the, we look at the positive.
Because you could tell us how the bad shaped out into the better, you know what I'm saying? Talk about your adversity that you may have faced throughout the week. But yeah, go ahead, Fern.
Now go ahead. You going to start with you.
Okay, so me first, okay.
Yeah.
We 2 weeks in a row.
It's Wednesday, you know, midpoint of the week. This week been moving pretty fast, man.
Man,
it's been moving pretty fast. It's been a good week though. Not gonna lie. Returning back to like my part time job this week, I did miss the kids. I missed the kids a little bit, man.
I think it's always that, like, you know, you miss them for like a few days and then you come back and you're like,
No, I'm saying like for my job. So like the kid, my you know, I work at a lockdown facility for adolescents, and you know, the unit I've been working on, I've been on that unit for at least a year at this point. So, and majority of the boys on the unit have been there since I worked there. So,
jeez,
not being at that job for 3 weeks, you know, because like I said in previous episode, back at the new job, you know, full time. You know, it's been good. It was good this week to interact with those dudes, and a couple of them about to discharge, get back out here in the world, man.
Hey,
you know,
shout out to them.
Blessings on blessings. So, yeah, man, it's been a good week.
That's what's up. My week's been pretty good. I had a great weekend. Jay was in town, so chilled the hell out.
Shout out to her for this,
man.
Go Blue. Got this, added a piece of artwork to the collection at the house.
Yeah.
Life's gravy. One more work day and then 4 days off for Christmas and then bring on next week. But right now, we here today. I'm alive. Everybody here is alive. We healthy. Thank God.
Max. Blessings.
My family's alive and healthy. And yeah, I have no complaints.
Sheesh.
There we go. Send me.
JD, go ahead. We're going to let Fern go last.
All right, go ahead, JD.
my week, I just been grinding, really, playing football. Like I said, I finished school with all A's. So
oh,
okay.
All A's?
Shout out.
I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Just been working out, like, trying to get more offers.
Yeah. And you to that point, we're going to touch on that a little bit more in depth later on throughout the show. But it, hey, shout out to the All A's, man. Y'all hit, and this is somebody that, like he said, he's currently, you know, finishing up junior college, and we'll talk about the different adversities that come with that as well. But the fact that he was able to knock out his sophomore year with straight A's is amazing. You know what I'm saying? That's for sure. Kudos to that. And as y'all can hear, like, I mean, student it can athlete. Be done.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As a student athlete, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Fern? What's the word?
Man, who said it was a quick week? It was you?
Yeah.
Man, you ain't lying. Dude, it's been fast.
It's been zoning.
I don't know. Hands low key, man.
And it's, I don't know if it's because I'm off. You know, we off for the 2 weeks. But it's been zooming like.
Oh, you off for 2 weeks?
Yeah. So the way I looked at it, I was like, so we have the show tonight.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a Laker game tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And then it's like, another week's gonna go by.
Another week.
New Year's. Nah, but it's been a solid week, you know. Been like y'all said, just chilling. He said, just grinding.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're not working, we're still working on something.
Factuals.
We
you
cooking.
Should be.
We cooking.
You should be.
2022 gonna be a big year. So
it should never be a day where you leave your 9 to 5 and you do not work on your passion.
For sure.
It should never be a day. And you know, there's gonna be days where that don't happen.
Yeah, you could get burnt out,
of
but
course,
you know what I'm saying? Can't don't go like consecutive days.
Right. Where, you cannot
it's called balance.
Yeah, you cannot consistently fall off. You know what I'm saying? Or do you? I mean, you can, but because life happens. You know what I'm saying? But always find that way to shake back and bounce back.
Ow. All right, let's get into it.
So look,
what's up?
So you know, I kind of got a little creative, man, because you know, just a little transparency.
Yeah.
I noticed that when we do interviews, we kind of like, we get so in depth into the conversation that we kind of miss the meat of the of what we want to talk about. So I'm like, okay, you know, how can I tweak this? You know, so I was like, this is what we gonna do.
All right.
So since we got JD here, we gonna get real deep with him in terms of, you know, his perspective on football, junior college, all those things that we've been really talking about for the last couple weeks.
It feels like the past month and a half.
Literally, it's been
like,
a minute.
It's been very college heavy the last month.
And it's been a lot going on.
Since Lincoln Riley made his decision. Yeah.
So but before we get to that, we gonna huddle up, you know what I'm saying? You know, before the game starts, you always get in your huddle, you get everything together. It might be a little rah-rah, a little strategy conversation. So we gonna huddle up, and we gonna touch on these quick few points, you know, and kind of gain everybody's perspective on these different little scenarios that's taking place in sports.
You need a timer, or are we just gonna go straight
off? No, timer. Yeah, okay, no timer. Right off the hip, you know what I'm saying? We gonna go at it. So first and foremost, and I'm sure you guys have been seeing, you know, throughout the NBA and the NFL, COVID's been going rampant.
Yep.
And the NFL, shit.
I said that.
Yeah. I thought you said NBA.
I said NBA, NFL.
I heard NHL.
Hey, NHL.
NBA and NHL. That's what I heard.
I heard the NHL might cancel that shit.
Yeah.
Well, they're off of work from today through Christmas.
For a minute, yeah.
They stopped as of today, and they're off through Christmas, and then they open up facilities on Sunday.
And they said that the NHL will not, or hockey will not be participating in the Olympics.
Yeah, none of them could go for the Winter Olympics in February.
But because of that, in the NBA and the NFL, you know, we've been seeing a lot of guys that have been out of the leagues, each league, you know, get the opportunity to come back.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, Joe Johnson.
ISO Joe. Ooh.
Got the opportunity to return to the team that drafted him 20 years ago, who is the Boston Celtics.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we see that him at age 40, he gets this 10-day contract, you know, due to, of course, like I said, what's going on with COVID and everything like that.
They're getting short on players.
What is his impact going to be in this 10-day with the Celtics? And will he be re-signed after the initial 10-day?
I don't think his impact is going to be that deep. In 10 days, which doesn't give you 10 games.
That's correct. Like three games.
It might be three, four games at most.
Four at the max. Maybe five, depending on if, like, you know, travel-wise. But
yeah,
I don't think his impact is going to be that great just because you have to get integrated into a system. And this is also a team with a brand-new head coach this year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think he'll be...
Who I was going to say probably... played against him at some point.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ime Udoka.
There we go.
All I know is that he would kneel on. That's all I know.
Blessings. Go ahead, Fern. What you think?
I think I saw Joe give you one game. You know, one game.
He playing tonight.
That's what I'm saying. But one game where he balled out. You saw IT balled out his first game with the Lakers.
Led the Lakers in points that night.
So I'm thinking, you know, he gave you one. You know, you might be lucky to get another 10-day contract. Remember, that's how Jeremy Lin blew
facts.
Up.
Facts.
One 10-day contract,
and
went
then
to
they
two.
Finally signed him.
And then he finally signed him. Yeah, so.
I don't think ISO Joe lasts through the entire season.
Hey. JD, a baller, sign JD, man. Over here looking for, looking for 40-year-olds.
Jaden, what you think? You been tapped into the NBA? What's your thoughts on? But you know who Joe Johnson is.
You know who ISO Joe is?
Wait, show me a picture. I don't know.
He used to play for the Hawks when the Hawks was like, they was right.
In Phoenix is when he.
No, okay. That's too young for him. That's why I was like Hawks was like 2008.
Yeah, that was more recently.
2009.
The Nets. Most recently with the Nets. I think.
But 2007, 2008, like he was probably like elementary schools watching some NBA.
So this is Joe Johnson right here.
Well, damn, he went to the Phoenix Suns. I was like, damn, I barely remember.
But what he did in Phoenix is how he got the contract in Atlanta. Yeah, that's how that happened. Because remember in 2010. When Joe became a free agent that year, the same year LeBron did, and when LeBron went to Miami, Joe went to Atlanta and got that big ass deal.
Did he go to Atlanta or did he go to Brooklyn?
Fair enough.
No, he got traded to Brooklyn. Okay.
I mean, he a little older though. He went to Atlanta because
he was the first one of that free agent class to get signed.
They gave him a contract for 10 day.
And Amari signed with New York.
Oh yeah, yeah.
LeBron signed last.
Yeah.
Because that was that big ass. Man,
big ass dude.
And I said, Phoenix, you talking about that's too far back. Yeah, dog, you know how old I feel now?
He for sure should get a chance.
Now he's ISO Joe.
I agree.
Like what, 2 years ago he was.
After 10 days, what if they don't, like what if they're like.
That's it.
So basically.
What if he balls out 2 games and then the rest of the 2 games he just don't do
it? It's up to the team.
Or they can give him one more 10-day contract.
Or they can sign. They can do another one, or they can sign him as a 2-way player to the G League.
Imagine being 40 years old in the G League.
Dog. Lance Stevenson's in the G League right now.
But it was crazy, though.
He's not 40 yet.
Wasn't he playing
in the G League? Yeah, but he was just doing it for
rehab. But that's also rehab assignment. That's rehab assignment.
I just heard he was in the G League.
Was dope, though. Joe Johnson don't even look 40. Like, you know who Jamal Crawford is?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Jamal Crawford kind of fall into the same conversation in terms of really being like hoopers. Like, these cats always stay in shape, you know what I'm saying? They forever hooping.
And they're shooters, which is why they can play forever.
Bet you Jason Tatum has him a Joe Johnson jersey from when he was like 2.
He really might.
Jason Tatum's like what, 23, 24?
Yeah. Yeah, on everything. So it's dope. You know, hopefully Jamal Crawford go ahead and get him an opportunity too. Lance Stevenson, he got offered a 10-day, like we said, with the Hawks. You know, I think his impact may be a little greater than Joe Johnson. I mean,
He is
younger. You know what I'm saying?
Like, 33?
32? You know, I think he
might be 30.
30?
Yeah, he might at most be 30.
Mr. Blowing Ears.
No, he's either 33 or 34, because I know coming out of high, being in high school, I remember he was like a grade or two above me.
And you played against him?
I didn't play against him, but.
This guy. He's 31. He's 31. He from Brooklyn, too.
What year did he come out of high school? 08 or 09 or 07?
He graduated high school 09. 09?
Okay. Yeah. He was a year below me.
Hey, you know, P. He was hyped for the IT. Is IT still on the Lakers?
Yes, he is.
Is the 10-day up?
Certainly is.
So he'll play tomorrow?
He's going to play tomorrow.
Understand me.
Man, I saw the foulest thing on Twitter earlier today talking about the Lakers are 0-2 since IT has signed. I'm like, what?
The Lakers were stinking it up before IT signed.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
do not blame him at all.
Do not blame him for none of that. Like, they was already cheeks.
Little IT.
And I love the Lakers. That's my squad. But
blame AD.
Listen.
We're going to stop the whole show. We're going to just.
Then, you know, kind of shifting gears to keeping the huddle going. Tom kind of, you know, blew it with the Saints. I mean,
man, blew it.
Before we switch to football, talk about guys who have a chance to come back this year. Hell, Kyrie came back.
He did. He did. Dude, they brought him back part time, which was originally
and the then
situation.
And then he
was
went to protocol the same
situation.
Day.
Yeah.
And then
he went into protocol the same day.
Well, which, so initially, your thought is like, damn, like just, he got COVID.
Because when you bring somebody in, that doesn't mean you have COVID. That just means you need to clear. Like, you just need to test negative X amount of days in a row, and then you can go.
But that's why I was like, how the same day he came back, y'all going to put him in protocol?
Because they use the word protocol too loosely, and they don't define that what that actually means is you either have a symptom or you're asymptomatic with it, and you just need to make sure that you're clear, or you are being brought in off the street, technically, and you just have to, like, essentially sit in a hotel room for a couple of days and then go, all right, you safe.
Yeah.
Shout out, Draco.
Shout out. Draco the Ruler.
Dang, man.
Rest in peace, man.
Another
man.
One.
Rest in peace.
For man, real. Another
rest
one.
In peace. Dog, like. I was asked, was I going to go to that this week? And I'm like, nope.
I wanted to go to that.
I thought about it at the beginning of the year, then I forgot about it.
When I was looking at it, the tickets were already sold out, though.
Oh, Stuff for sure.
I ain't never been to Rolling Loud. Yeah, I've never been.
Rolling Loud?
Yeah. I've never been to Rolling Loud.
Man, those lineups be sick. Nah, I never been because I've been to Coachella because Rolling Loud don't. The lineups are cool, but there's so many people that I'm like, who the hell am I gonna go see?
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about? I know this ain't sports related, but we've gone off topic before.
Go ahead. We'll
get back to your questions. How do y'all feel about music festivals? In just far as like, it's a bunch of people, crowded as hell. It's a bunch of stages. Like, it's so many things to do. That you just go, I really came here to see like two people.
I feel like if you came there for two people, you probably ain't going to no festival.
Yeah, that. Or you gotta be willing to like explore. Like, I'm gonna go look at this stage and see what's popping over here.
Yeah.
And you gotta know how to maneuver your way. Like, bro, I'll be going through the crowds not giving a fuck. Like, hey, you gonna get out of my way.
And then, like, my awareness, I'm gonna move your ass. I just be on 10. Like,
yeah.
I'm always just locked in, like, to what's going on around me. I enjoy music festivals, though. Like,
Jetty,
you been to a couple festivals? Nah.
It's an experience. I say enjoy it before it gets old to you. Because my first one I ever went to was out here. I went to Tyler's festival. I went to the Flognoff.
Oh, Flognoff?
The last year he had it was in 2019. I went to that. I
got a few starter kits, tips if you need some when you go. Bro, first year I went to Coachella, I got pickpocketed. Pissed. And ever since then, my bag I carry got a lock on it. Try me if you want. I'm turning around with a sucker punch. Bitch, get out my bag. I seen people get pickpocketed. I seen it all. You know those people who come out with like 40 phones?
Yeah.
Nah. 40 phones?
You never seen
bro,
that?
It goes crazy.
I don't go to these things.
Nah, you don't hear about it? Like people come out with like, the guy came out with like 200 phones out of like Coachella one year. I'm like, bro.
That's why I had like, I think I might have worn like cargo shorts, like I got pockets, like so I can touch everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not playing. Like
he wasn't going for the music, he was going to steal shit.
Yeah, I
like, that man went on a mission.
I'm like, bro, you spent $400 on a ticket to go rob people. Like,
that's crazy to me.
To get 200 phones, if he's selling.
I mean,
that's the bag. He done came up.
I say a brand new iPhone. That's over a GE show. You got 200 things.
But he.
But how is he going to get into all of them?
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he, a hacker.
Or take the SIM out.
But even
Hey, you can't be talking about that on here.
We was about to go into the whole conversation.
Whatever you do not incriminate yourself on here. Please.
But, all right, back to it. So we had Tom Brady playing against the Saints. The Buckies got shut out, man. Like, for the first time, Tom Brady did not score a touchdown.
I think it's Sean Payton's his kryptonite.
Man, 1-4. And Sean wasn't even there physically.
Yeah, they're 1-4 since Tom Brady joined the Saints or the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah. And I just feel like the Saints play that much harder, of course, when they face. Because, I mean, Taysom Hill didn't play. He played average.
It was 9-0.
Yeah, he literally,
that's a shitty game.
He did what he's supposed to do, not lose. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, Tom going off the mouth, as he does, he is that.
Notorious.
Go up to one of the Saints coaches, talking big shit, And it wasn't really publicized in the way that you would see someone of, not going to say lesser stature, but of darker complexion. You know. You know.
All right.
You know, and that's what I noticed on in the media this week, you know, after that game is that, because, I mean, I watched the game. I didn't see Tom. I saw him talking shit as he usually does, but I didn't see him say shit to the coaches. But I feel like, of course, yes, had that been a lot of other people, a lot of other players, it might have been highlighted a lot more, you know, than it being Tom Brady, whom, I mean, shit, he the GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Brady gets a pass.
So everything. It was like a Cam Newton. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, Cam would have got fried. Oh, yeah, the media would have fried his ass.
Well, yeah, because, okay, let's just put.
If he would have done that, if Cam would have done that on a game that he lost, it would have been over the next day.
If he'd done a game that he won, he'd have got fried.
It's just because it's Cam Newton.
Yeah, because it's Cam Newton.
Cam Newton got a spotlight on him right now.
100%. Now, let that have been like.
Matthew Stafford. Larry,
no, not Larry Fitz. Let it have been like.
Justin Fields.
No.
Nah.
No.
I had to say,
him too for being a rookie.
What's his name? You said the Vikings quarterback,
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, they might. Nah, I don't know because Kirk don't really say much. They might have let Kirk slide. Like, damn, I guess he got some dog in him. Like,
if Kirk would have did and they caught the audio and it would have sounded funny, it'd have became a joke.
True.
Because like, remember,
How they be doing Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
Or like that one time when Kirk was with Washington, he was like, "You like that? That? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It became a joke.
You like that?
What about if Dak said something?
If Dak said something,
it'd have been out of character.
It would have been a meme. They'd have talked about it on SportsCenter for sure. I think it would have got a little bit more publicity.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
You know what?
They be on A-Rod head low key.
But
fuck it.
If Prescott would have did it
on everything,
if Prescott would have did it, the narrative would have been: how does Dak talking shit to a coach motivate the team? How does it motivate the Cowboys? Because everybody wants to see the Cowboys do something, so they would have used that to go like. Did he motivate his team? Did he do this?
It's America's team.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Cowboys, you know, Cowboy fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Chill out.
I mean, welcome to a sports show where everybody talks shit.
Yeah, he's a Lions fan. Look at him.
I am not.
Oh.
I am not.
Hey, Mark, talk everything.
Mark, be swear. Man,
everything
down.
Everything man. Detroit. 313, he over here. I'm not a Detroit fan.
I'm not.
He go for the Pistons.
Rim
he
wings.
Go for
oh yeah he from Detroit.
Go blue.
Not a Detroit fan.
I'm not a Lions fan. No, I used to work for them. What's up?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Was that a humble brag? He tried to stun on me real quick. Like,
relax.
All right, dude. Cool, man.
Calm down, Coach G. Next one. What's the Jeez. Next? What's the next topic?
Last one on the list, man. In the huddle. We got. I'm not sure if y'all seen it, but Iman Shumpert was actually on Bootleg Cavs podcast recently.
Shout out!
And nah, ain't no free shout out.
Fuck that.
Don't know him.
Get on the podcast.
Yeah, pull up. Damn, who, you the ops today?
Yeah, you the ops.
God damn! But Iman went on there.
I listened in the afternoon. What up?
That was my. I actually listened to this episode. That was my first time listening to his podcast.
I didn't know he had one until I saw this.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I didn't know he had something outside of the radio.
Learn something new every day. Yeah. But Iman went on there and, you know, he's been interviewed, so he's talking about his you know, his championships with Cleveland. And Iman basically
Championship
with Cleveland. Iman basically was like, he said LeBron basically it's because of LeBron that the loyalty in the NBA was compromised.
It wasn't KD. I heard about that.
Yeah. And if you listen to the full context of that conversation.
Can we pull that clip up?
You want to?
It makes sense.
Let's see if we can find that one.
All right. Keep talking, B.
It makes sense because if you think about it, if you find it on YouTube, go to like 18 minutes.
What is it? What was the interview?
Bootleg Cab.
This one?
Nah, just type in. Just use the first one.
Oh,
that's listed. Yeah, use that. It's gonna come up. See right there. Play the first clip.
No free shout outs.
No free shout outs. Are these guys crazy?
Are you stupid?
No.
And I think he had a good point in what he said, being that he said basically his perception of the NBA, he liked that there was loyalty there, because you would see guys play their whole careers with certain teams. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once LeBron did this, you know, things changed.
No, he didn't. It wasn't KD. It was Bron first going to Miami. Bron knows he ruined basketball.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that was...
LeBron ruined basketball. He thought he was making it better. I get it.
So you think LeBron ruined it for everything?
He ruined the disrespect. Me personally, I love the NBA for the loyalty that I thought was there. He basically knocked the fourth wall down. Like, man, the owners ain't shit. They bullshitting. We doing what we want. Great business move for sure. But when you think about it outside looking in, like, I got people tweeting me right now. They like literally talking about owners and trades. It's like, bro, y'all not supposed to be talking about none of this. Right, actually. Y'all really supposed to be going super crazy. If you're a businessman and you sitting outside looking in, you like, damn, the fans are supposed to be worried about the games. They supposed to be talking shit like they used to be.
Afraid somebody gonna get traded.
He's wrong.
So, go ahead. What's your point? Tell us.
You know why LeBron didn't ruin it? LeBron didn't go to a 73-win team. LeBron went to a team that he formed a team there, but KD went to a team that had Steph, Klay, Draymond, Iguodala, and he just added himself in there and won
basically
a chip.
A team that didn't even need him.
They won 73 games without you. Facts. They just got beat in the finals in game 7.
Facts.
Or game 6, whatever the freak it was.
I agree with him that it wasn't KD. I also disagree with him that LeBron didn't ruin the NBA either.
Oh, sheesh.
Oh, no, go ahead. You turn back on. LeBron go to Miami, I don't think him going to Miami ruined basketball, because he did what any free agent had the opportunity to do. If you are a free agent, you are a free agent. You can go wherever somebody offers you the best bag or the best team option, whatever, the best situation for you as a player and an individual.
But
it's the what has ruined shit was the way that he did it. Because instead of it being like, you know, he takes some meetings. He picks a team. Okay, does the traditional press conference.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen. It became a hour-long ESPN special. And then when they got to Miami, they had a whole pep rally for it. Like, it became theater. It became a production versus just business as usual. Had LeBron went to Miami on some just regular normal shit, I don't think this conversation exists in the same manner that it does now.
I think it does, because I think it wasn't necessary. Like, sure, people were mad at how he did it. I agree with that. They it was an uproar. They was
pissed.
But, and I know you watched it when him and his boys were sitting down and they was talking. I forget, it was on ESPN Plus.
Oh yeah. More than an athlete. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. They did More Than an Athlete, and they talked about that specific moment and what their motives were behind doing it that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, groundbreaking. You know, first ones to do it in that way. The donations, all of that, the fundraising, all that. But I think it was the motive behind him choosing to go to Miami, in which some believe he ruined basketball. I think I don't want to say he ruined it to the extent of, I mean, who wants to be on the team? I mean, who wants to be somewhere they don't want to be? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day, like you said, free agency is free agency. But I do feel that had his motive been different, had it not been like to form, I mean, mm-hmm. the goal was to form a super team. Had it not been that, you know, had he gone somewhere just off the strength of, like, I guess what they were offering, location, you know what I'm saying, all these other things, then nobody would be tripping. But the fact that you went to one, D-Wade had already had one ring at the time.
He did.
Chris Bosh was literally in the midst of his prime, you know what I'm saying, still aging, but still in the midst of his prime. And then you bring LeBron, who, shit, was still... Mm-hmm. Probably, at the time, maybe 23 years
he was
old.
Like, he was like 25.
He was that old?
Yeah, he was 25.
But was he?
Was he?
Mm-hmm. He went to Miami at 25.
And even then, like, he's still shit. He's in his prime, you know. You put all three of them together, you know what I'm saying? They were bound to win championships, and they knew this. So I think that the motive behind it is what, you know, may have altered future situations such as KD. But I think KD, when KD did that, oh man, the league was off that year. The league for sure was off.
But the evolution of the business of basketball had gotten to a point where something like this was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Because prior to that, you know, you had other super teams that weren't called super teams, but drafting was way more important. Free agency was less important. And also, it wasn't as big of a deal.
Facts.
And guys, yeah, they did stay in a place longer because there was more incentive to stay where the hell you were.
Facts.
Compared to when that shift was occurring. And then you have your biggest superstar, which I think if anything ruins basketball, it's that the biggest player or one of the top three biggest players at the time. So you had him, Kobe, and whoever the third was.
Mm-hmm.
One of your top two players, marquee players, makes a change like that when the other one has been somewhere for as long as Kobe had already been with the Lakers.
Right, right.
And it was bound to happen, and somebody had to be the one to do it. It just happened to be him. Compared to, hell, if we go back late 90s, early 2000s, when Scottie left Houston to go play in Portland with Stoudemire, Shee, Brian Grant. I mean, that was technically a super team in the West to compete against San Antonio, to compete against an up-and-coming LA team, which they never got over that hurdle. But
yeah.
Because we saw what Shaq and Kobe did for 4 years straight.
The two shout best out to ever do it.
Shout out.
Exactly. So,
shout out. I mean, hey.
JD, your thoughts.
Iman said what he said.
My thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done it. I'm going to keep it real because, like, what Coach Fern said, he was like, he didn't come to a good team already. So I would have, like, how when you guys came, Coach and Coach B came to Millikan, we were 1-9.
Yeah.
And then we switched it over, and then after they did their part, they want to go to a different program and help a different program. So basically, in a way, that's what LeBron is doing in my eyes. But he's just because it's the Lakers, all-time Lakers, whatever, they make it a bigger deal than what it is. Because, like, say if he would have went to a different team, like a team that no one really, like,
talked about
a lot, would, like, it be the same scenario?
Right. Say he went to, like, the damn – say he went to the Pistons.
Yeah.
Jeez, Mark would be geeked.
We all would have been geeked.
Like, he went to the Pistons. It's like, that's like a real rebuild. Like, a real rebuild. You know,
like, yo,
granted, the Lakers were a rebuild.
When he got here, 100%. Sure.
The Lakers were a rebuild. Sure. And, you know, like you said, he for sure got there. He did what he did in Cleveland, got them a ring, and shit. He got on, you know, to fulfill what he ultimately wanted to do, which was to be here. You know, once Kobe went ahead and retired, sure. Come on, usher him right in. So,
and if the money right, like, what would you guys do?
I'm getting on.
Hey,
out of here.
I'm gone, buddy.
Sayonara.
And I get to play with, like, one of my best friends. Like, that'd be great. Like, yeah. I'm
sayonara.
Leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving. What's up? Now, you know, we'll go ahead and shift gears. You know, we're gonna get into the meat and bones of the show, and you know, turn it over to JD, man. So you talked to us briefly in your intro. You play football, currently go to Long Beach City College, finishing up your junior college career academically with straight A's. So, you know, talk to us. Let's go back. Let's talk about that senior year at Millikan and, you know, you ultimately deciding to go the junior college route. So kind of speak on, you know, what transpired, you know, throughout your senior year, you know, and then you was like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and go the JUCO route.
So basically it was my junior year, I got an offer to the Idaho Vandals. So I was pretty, like, hyped about that. So I was like, okay, I'm really lean towards this school. And then I was just being patient, like, if I get one D1, that more going to come. So then, like, I got two more offers. I got one from Chadron State, and then I got offered from ACU. So I had three options, but obviously you're going to take D1.
And each of them, all three different levels. You had a D1, a D2, and an NAI offer.
So I was deciding, like, okay, I'm going to go to Idaho. And then going to my senior year, I was still talking to the coach, you know, every week. He'd check up on me, check up on him, asking my grades and stuff. Oh, send me your senior year film. And then right when I was about to go on a visit, all the whole coaching staff got fired.
Wow.
So when that
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, tough.
So when that does happen.
So when that happened, basically I already knew my offer was going to get pulled. The coaches didn't like me. So I was texting the coach and he said, oh, I'm not even there no more.
So he didn't even let you know.
Yeah. Damn. So it was kind of like a janky situation. Like,
jeez.
I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, the whole defensive side, coaching staff got fired. And then I was just like, oh, all right. And then so then when he said that in my head, I was like, I can still get another offer. I can still get another offer before I leave college. I mean, leave high school.
Yeah.
And my senior year, I was balling out, sent my film out.
What position?
I played safety and receiver in high school. Now I play safety. But so I did that, and then
he's being humble. Safety, receiver, return specialist.
So need? He's an athlete.
Linebacker, rover, he did it all.
Okay.
What you need?
Yeah, he's been humble.
And then I went to, I decided, I was like, because my dad, he went the JUCO route. So he already knew, like, if you just stay down and keep your mental right and just grind, like, harder than you ever grinded before, you'll make it out. So I was like, all right. So he let me decide where I wanted to go to JUCO. So I decided to go to Elko, and, you know, I played, but I didn't play a lot because they had a dude that played there before. He was already there a year before, so they liked him a lot. And then they had another dude, Logan Taylor. He bounced back from Southern Utah.
Go Gauchos.
And he went to Narbonne. He went to Bond. He's a guy. So, so I played, but I didn't play as much as I wanted to. And then that kind of messed my mental up because I'm like, I'm not a bum. Like, I was playing everything in high school. Like, I got film, like, I tied the record for picks at Milliken. Like, I was like, I'm not a bum. So it kind of brought me down. And then I was like, at the same time, I don't even really, I was just playing football to play at that little time in my life. And I was like, I don't, like, this isn't fun. Like, I'll just stop playing. And then I was like, called Coach P, and he remembers the conversation. Called him, we talked about it, talked to my dad about it, and parents, everybody. Just like, what should I do? And then I was like, I want to go to City. So I transferred to City, and that was one of the best decisions in my life, really. So then playing at City, was grinding. Coach Lacey, like, saw that I was, like, I separated from the other safeties. I wasn't just, like, a guy at Elko, just like, oh, I'm just there. Like,
yeah,
I'm playing, but I'm just there. Like,
so did you feel like, when you were at Elko, did you kind of feel more like a number, like you were there for depth, yeah, as opposed to you actually having the opportunity to play?
Yeah, basically, because he's like, I was on every special teams,
right?
So I was like, oh, in the back of my head, I'm like, does he want me to play safety or does he want me to play special teams? But no disrespect on special teams, because people get
drafted, a check off special teams.
People get drafted, people get offered from special teams. So me, I was like, if I'm gonna be playing, I might as well go crazy on special teams. So I had most of my plays on my first JUCO highlight tape was all punts, like punt returns, like just stuff like that.
Right.
Just making plays. And then some I had a couple good, I had like 5 tackles just playing safety, even though that's not like crazy good amount. It's just like,
and then even kind of, let's kind of backtrack just a little bit. Being that you play both sides of the ball in high school, I mean, throughout your entire high school career, and being that we got to your junior year, seeing you play your junior and senior year, seeing the impact you made offensively and defensively, was it difficult for you to make the decision to choose which side of the ball you want to play at when it came to taking the next step to the next level?
I already knew that defense is where it's at.
Nice.
Like, nice. To me, I think getting an interception and scoring is way more impressive than just catching the ball and scoring.
Mm.
I think coming downhill, running the alley, making a wrapped-up tackle is better than running and putting your foot in the ground and going a different way, you know? It's just like my perspective is like, yeah. And I don't like to get hit. Like, I'm going to keep it a band. I don't like to get hit, but I like to hit people.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't really hard. I was like, and then my junior year, I was like, damn, I had 8 picks. And then my senior year, I was like, 4 picks or 5. And so I was like, I want to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, being on offense helped me play defense even better. Because I'm already knowing, like, okay, they're in spread. All right, we can get so many routes out of spread. Let me just read it this way. It's,
right.
So I think it was easier for me just to process defensive plays than process offensive plays. So that's why I decided to play defense.
Now.
And going from Alco, where you started, to, you know, LBCC, where you're at, one of the topics we've talked about in the last couple of weeks is, you know, at the D1 level, the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And so for you being an athlete that has done that transferring, what were things that went into your decision trying to figure out what was the next spot that was going to be best for you? Was it, you know, coaching staff? Was it academics?
Dang, we had the same question. No, good shit worked. Especially be like, why LBCC?
Right.
Hey, you got to take people behind the curtain with somebody who's doing the thing that we're talking about. No,
that's
what
I'm saying. I was like, that was my question too. Shit.
Personally, academics is not a big deal for me. It's not nothing crazy. Like, if you just go to class, study a little bit, do your work, you'll pass with a C if you do the bare minimum.
Correct.
Like, if you go to class and you get an F, you either not going to class or you're just going to class and you're not paying attention. You're just on your phone or something. So academics was never an issue for me. Mainly, it was the coaches. I didn't feel like I was loved there. I didn't feel like I was a part of, like, a family. Because football's family, like LBCC, like, they go. Like, when I first talked to Coach Peabody, I already felt connected, like this is family. This is where I want to be now. I don't want to go to, like, Fullerton or somewhere. Plus, it's close to my house. Mm-hmm. So, it was a plus. And then all the DBs that were there got out.
Okay.
One went to San Jose. One went to UTEP. One went to one of the top two D2s in the country. So, it's like, all right, open slate. It's free play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, going there just was like, I don't know. It just felt like, as soon as I just, like I said, as soon as I stepped on campus, I was like, damn, this feels like, it feels like I'm playing football again. I enjoy it.
Right.
Were there any other schools you were considering outside of LBCC as well?
No. Okay. I was strictly,
it was
like
a no-brainer.
LBCC, yeah. It was just like LBCC only. But back to what you said, the transfer portal, it's really messing it up for the seniors and the JUCO guys. In a way. 100%. In a way.
I agree.
Because you're getting all these, like, Pac-12, Big 10, Big 12 people that are just like, oh, I have one more year of eligibility. Let me go play somewhere else. So they're like, are you going to take a dude that's been in Power 5 conference, or are you going to take a JUCO guy?
Somebody who, in a sense, has to gain that experience as opposed to somebody that's already been in it.
Been playing the full games, because JUCO is not as fast as a Power 5 school or Mount West or, you know, Blue Sky. So it's like, so I think it's hurting us, but at the same time, if a coach want you, he gonna get you.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think the difference, because, I mean, yes, the transfer portal has definitely impacted recruiting as a whole. Like you said, between high schoolers coming out and JUCO guys as well. But I do think that the where junior college athletes have the upper hand over high schoolers is that junior college, when you recruit in junior college, it's really kind of all year long. You know what I'm saying? You have from what was it, a week or so ago when the actual signing day was?
Yeah,
you have then another one in February. But then you got literally all the way up until August, like right before camp start, where junior college kids could get an opportunity. Sure, you know, you get in there August 1st. Yeah, you're a little behind the eight ball. But at the end of the day, you somebody going to a situation where you got 2-3 years. I mean, you pick up on, you know, the playbook, whatever the case being, you might have the opportunity to really get some, you know, some important playing time. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think, you know, it's real tricky, and it definitely impacts junior college guys in the sense that you have to even be more patient, because now it's like, with the transfer portal, I might have 2-3 offers already on the table, you know,
by the time I get to signing day, right? And we'll say it's, you know, it might be a FCS school, a couple D2s, you know. So then it's like, damn, I'm playing with these three offers, you know. But you got the transfer portal in which last week we seen crazy numbers in the transfer portal go up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like for somebody like you sitting in your shoes, who how many offers you got right now?
I got two.
Who currently has two offers, it's like, damn, let me just sit back and see how things transpire.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be people leaving left and right, people getting signed, you know what I mean? And, you know, we'll say by February, March.
Yeah.
We talk again, it might be, you might have five offers. You might have six. It all, you know, it all kind of varies.
Spring, with spring ball coming up, you know, in the next couple
injuries.
Months.
Injuries.
Injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody go down in March.
Great.
And they're down,
grades.
For. Yeah. And then those gray shirts that are coming in too.
So, you know what? The hot question. How was Coach Peabody?
Coming from a former player.
Yeah, because I played for Peabody. He was cool, but. I think it was different for me because I didn't have the experience. He went Elko. I went straight
to LBCC.
I went hot shot from. I was a man in high school, so I thought I got to LBCC thinking I don't gotta do shit, you know.
Yeah,
missed practice here and there. It's all cool.
Yeah,
hey, Coach Peabody was on my ass every day, like fucking had me rolling and shit. We butted heads, but now we have a cool relationship. We cool, but and I think as a coach, it made me realize that. And like he said, he came in there hungry because at Elko he wasn't getting all the reps.
Correct.
So how was playing for Coach Peabody and the staff at Long Beach?
It was pretty cool. I liked it a lot. Coach Peabody, he's like, to me, he was like laid back in a way. Like laid back, but if you did something wrong, he's on you.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's like, I like head coaches like that where they just like let their position coach. And then if he has to chime in or step in, he'll do that. So like, for us, Coach Lacey, he would coach us. Him and Coach Peabody have been coaching together since 2013. So they have a good
relationship. They know each other, yeah.
They got a good relationship. So he would just let Coach Lacey do his thing. And then, like, if he saw something that he didn't like, or he would step in and say something to Lacey, and then Lacey would talk to one of us. But to me, it was just, he was pretty cool. Like, I didn't ever butt heads with him, you know, always walk in the office, like, play golf today, and he's like, nah, or like, yeah, I shot this. So like, me and him have a good relationship, and like that really, like I said, when I shook his hand, I was like, damn, this is really family. Like at the end of the day, he doesn't care about how long you play football. He cares about that degree coming home, like that paper coming home.
Facts.
So you could have a career. You could be set for life.
100%. What would you say? Not only, you know, you having two different, you know, junior college experiences, what would you say for maybe a high school senior coming out right now in terms of the pros and cons of going to junior college? What are some things? Because, I mean, like you said, you had a couple offers, you know, right out of high school, but you ultimately decided to go the JUCO route.
Yeah.
What would you tell somebody coming out of high school who's considering junior college, or maybe, you know, in no disrespect, maybe that that D3 or NAI offer, you know what I'm saying, that they have?
I would say go try it out first. Go experience like a college, like a real 4-year college, and then if you don't like it, then bounce back.
As opposed to going straight there?
As of going straight there. Because if I would have went, just to say, let's say if I would have went to Chadron State for 4 months, because
a full semester,
and I didn't like it, I could have came back here with a little bit of film from there, or if no film, I could.
And at most, experience, some sort of other experience.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm just like, for the experience wise, I would say go do that. But to play JUCO, you got to be a dog. So it's like, either you're gonna battle it, because there's so much adversity in JUCO. Like, they're trying to help you, but there's so many roads and stuff you gotta cross. Like, it's just, you gotta be different. Your head has to be different.
Yeah.
Not everyone makes it in JUCO. It might be your last ride in JUCO.
No, for real. Especially we talked about last time, especially in like California JUCO.
Yeah. Cause
you gotta worry about work. If you work.
Work, housing.
Some people, you know, if you're coming out of state, you don't have the, like, you can't live with parents, family.
You might not know nobody
out here. Yeah, and it's expensive out here.
Yeah.
You got people living in cars, like.
you might, excuse me, it might be a 2-bedroom apartment with like six to 10 of y'all in there. You know what I'm saying? Splitting rent, splitting food, you know what I mean? And the situation could get crazy, but I mean, nonetheless, it's all humble beginnings, you know what I'm saying, towards what, what's to come. You know what I mean? And like you said, in your particular situation, you're able to be closer to home. You had your head on right, you know. Knowing have met your pops, so I know that he wasn't about to have you fall off, him nor your mom. So now being that you're in this position where, you know, you're waiting for your moment to go ahead and pick and choose where you decide to go. What is it that you most kind of focus on during this kind of waiting period? Because I know, I mean, like we said, you know, this could, you know, at the furthest extent, go up into the summer. Yeah. What are you most focused on at this point right now?
Mostly I'm focused on just, you know, staying apart, because you can get a call any moment. And if you're not working out and stuff and you go and it's like,
kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, like, are you done? Are you really trying to do it? So, like, I just been focusing on school. Like I said, I got to do 2 classes in the winter, and then I'll get my AA. Yeah. So, I just been really focused on school, and then, like I said, just working out. Cause if I get a call tomorrow, or if I get a call after New Year's, and they're like, "Oh, like, are you looking to play spring ball right now?"
Cause spring ball gonna start in
spring ball starts technically at the end of February.
Yeah. So if I just bullshit the these winter next 2 months, and I don't pass these classes, I'm gonna be stuck till the summer. But if that, I'm not gonna do that. But I'm just saying,
right,
worst case scenario, you can get more looks from spring ball.
Correct.
Because all the coaches are coming back, and like you guys said, injuries, grades, like people in the transfer portal, they could be like, "All right, this guy's ready right now. Let me get this guy right here. I want this guy. Let's go. Like, let's play it right now. Let's go play it." So it's like, I just been trying to stay focused, you know, just not letting anything distract me. Like, I just been staying focused.
And what things are you looking for at the next program, at the next level, as that is, you know, the next step for you? What things are you looking for in a program that's, you know, looking at you, but you're also looking at them?
Right.
Like, I really look into the academic part at the next program.
And what would you want to major in?
Right now I'm getting my AA in communications, and then when I go there, I'm either going to continue that, or I want to do something that involves in, like, dentistry or, you know.
Got you.
So, like, just stuff like that. So, when I get, I'm still 3-for-2, so, because the COVID year.
Right.
Nice.
Oh, so, yeah, so it didn't even matter.
I get my whole school year back. Because I didn't play football, so my clock didn't start back up until this last fall. So, I'm still 3-for-2.
And so, with that in mind as well, so say you were to go, say you took a D2 offer, would that give you an extra year? Would you still have, or you would still just have your 3 to play?
No, I would still be 3-for-2.
Okay.
So 3 years to finish, to play 2.
Got you.
So, yeah. But what I look for is academics, and I look for their recent stats, like how they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do a little bit of research on the coaches and stuff. Or, like, if I'll ask, like, some of my coaches, did any former players go there? Like, how did they like it? Because at this point, if I go somewhere, commit, I can't leave, really.
You in.
Right. I'm in. Like, there ain't no turning back now. I can't play JUCO no more.
You got right away.
Does location matter?
No.
Middle of nowhere. We going.
That's the best situation.
Yeah, hey, P, we find out there for one game.
For example, Lake Erie, they only have, like, 1,200 students, but, like, I don't care about that. I care about getting my degree.
And
that's right.
What's crazy is their coach, he ain't been there too long.
He coached at Poly 2019.
The DB coach or the head coach?
The DB coach.
Yeah.
Coach Dalton, he's the one that offered me, but
okay.
He coached at Poly, and then He just got there like last year, I think.
Yeah, because I want to say, I ain't gonna lie, I applied for a position there a couple years ago for sure, for sure. Dead ass, like Erie, yeah, dead ass.
Anquan Bolton's brother is coach there.
Oh, for real?
He's a coach there, or he is. I don't know. He told me, but I'd be forgetting.
Lake Erie. Nah, yeah. That D2, right?
Yeah, that D2.
Yeah.
That's right. They moved it to the GLIAC after I left.
Man, what was I going to say? Okay, and so just hearing you speak, your perspective from senior year Jaden to this Jaden is two different people. So it's like, so in knowing and have seen that, do you care much? So what matters more to you? Similar question to what Mark just said. What matters more to you, opportunity or the status of the school? Because I know for me, when I was looking to transfer, you know, both the times I transferred, my biggest thing wasn't necessarily opportunity for me, because my perspective was a little different, and the way I was doing my research wasn't very accurate. But I know when I speak to y'all, you know, lately, or other guys that I coach, you know, it's for you to be aware of the roster as well. You know what I'm saying? So from that standpoint, is it more opportunity for you, or is it more so
the school,
the program?
I mean, it's like both in a way, because I obviously want to play football and play. I don't want to be
correct
on the bench. So when coaches usually recruit JUCOs, they're looking for a guy to come in and contribute right away. So I would rather opportunity, obviously, because I want to go experience college. I want to go be like on my own and see how it is being an adult, like away from my family and stuff. So
right,
opportunity and, like you said, like to play.
Yeah.
So it's both. You know, it's both.
Because the one thing, I had this conversation not too long ago. The biggest thing for me, with the perspective I have now, the biggest thing for me as a player, like if I was leaving high school or leaving junior college to go to a program, would be, is this a school that's going to have my jersey and my picture up by the time my career is over? That's the way I see it. Like, they got my major, check. You know, I could live here. I could, you know, it's a solid environment, check. Now, can I leave my legacy here? You know what I'm saying? And and am I supported by all these other factors, coaching, administration, all these other things, you know, to where I can be successful? Because I think where a lot of kids get lost is that they, you know, because, for example, my dream school is USC. But I promise you, if I was a kid leaving to go to school right now, I'm not going to SC. Personally.
Because you want
to
play.
Because I want to play, and I want to play as soon as I can. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
what I'm saying. So if you get, like in JD's shoes, if you have one of the top D2 schools in the nation offering you, but you have this, like, you know, low D1 school, but you might not get a lot of playing time, but the D2's offering you, you know, come in, fight for opportunity right away.
Yeah.
Might start. I'm going D2.
Yeah, I'm going to go D2.
Because I'm going to play.
And then if I'm honest, just from my own experience, my money might be greater at the D2 than
for sure.
D1, you know what I'm saying? Just in the sense of, so from my personal experience, my full tuition was not paid for until the year I graduated. Meaning, for those that may not know, my scholarship was percentage based. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my freshman year, whatever percentage that was, sophomore year, but it increased year after year because, as we all know, colleges, 9 times out of 10, their tuition goes up annually.
Yep.
It may not be a significant amount, but it is a percentage that it increases year after year. Yep. So by the time you're done, Lord willing, if not before, your tuition gonna be paid for, hands down. Of course, the bigger schools, you know what I'm saying, that's already gonna be handled.
Yeah.
But in my situation, going D2, by the time I was a senior, the year I graduated, at that point, I'm taking loans out just to live. That was literally it. My tuition was cool. Shit. You know what I'm saying? But but it was like, you know, you just, when all those things come to play, it's all a matter of fit. But like I say, like, you want to make sure you're in a situation where they talking about you for years to come. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to be, you know, different schools, of course. I mean, keep it a stack. I mean, coaches sell the dream.
Oh, man.
They sell the dream. You know
for sure.
You know, they
work that mouthpiece.
Yeah, they work the mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? And but it's a handful of them that you'll be able to pick out that's actually genuine people. You know what I'm saying? Who you can have genuine conversations with, and they actually want you to be successful as an individual. So you'll be able to spot them out as well. So it's just a matter of, okay, I have these offers. This is my spread. Where can I, what's best for me? You know what I'm saying? Regardless of status, stature, whatever the case may be, what's the best situation for me overall? So I think that's, you know, and like I said, that I feel that that's your perspective at this point. You know what I'm saying? Being you've gone through what you've gone through from high school to junior college to getting to this point now to where, you know, thankfully we actually got the opportunity to watch you play this past year.
Oh yeah.
Had your first interception in that game. You was out there making some big plays, and it's just seeing, you know, seeing how you transitioned and grown into the space you in now. It's like it's going to happen, and you have the right head on your shoulders and the right mindset to choose the right situation for yourself.
And you know, I think we even talked about that watching him play his first game.
Facts.
It was versus Riverside?
Versus Riverside, yeah.
Watching it, because we sat in the stands, and I was laughing because I was like, I started coaching JD when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
And I was like you said earlier, I always thought of him as an offensive player.
Facts. Because
with the rock in his hand, he was cold
crazy
with it. But even as a freshman, I don't even think he played defense, but did he play like corner?
I played linebacker.
Yeah, he played linebacker. Yeah, he played linebacker. So it was seeing him go from his freshman year, sophomore, where he was more offensive use.
Yeah.
Junior year, you came in, he was more defense. He played defense and offense.
Yeah.
Senior year, he just balled out.
He was like,
everywhere.
Yeah.
And then going to see him play in junior college, I'm like, this is crazy, because it's crazy how you could go from, you know, freshman year, wide receiver mainly, linebacker starting though, and then you now look at it like, what, 6 years later?
6 years.
Damn. Fuck.
Boy.
I'm old.
Time be flying, boy.
Nah, it's a six.
Back too.
Yeah, he played running. He did it all.
He did.
Freshman year.
Yeah, he did it all.
Because I remember when I first met you, you was like, my name is Jaden Davis. I played safety and receiver. And then you said you had your tape out or whatever. So, of course, I mean, I just got to the school. I'm about to watch it. So, I'm like, dang, he doing everything. Like, offensively, scoring, all type of stuff. So, you know, to see you, you know, fully tapped into playing defense and being in the secondary and being an impact player there, I mean, any school that you decide to go to, they getting a great player regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're going to have the opportunity to do great things. So it's just dope for you to be able to really even just kind of like see it from a bird's eye view, everything that you're doing, and it all come to fruition. Because your goal has always been to play at the college level, you know, you're taking it step by step. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to say, he has the best celebration in Millikan history. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Aquinas game where he – you remember the Aquinas game.
It goes
back to the sophomore year where, you know, former coach at Millikan was sitting – he always sits in the back of the end zone, Dave Radford.
Yeah.
But he had passed away his senior year.
Right.
But his sophomore year, Jaden went to go shake his hand. So his senior year, he went to the same spot he shook his hand at and, like, pointed up to the sky. I'm like, that's a cold celebration.
I ain't gonna lie. The coldest one I see him do, and this is my favorite play. We was playing against Gar, and they tried to go for it on fourth down.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, and he came down.
Fake little punt.
Hit dude on the sideline, got up, you know, turned up a little bit.
I'm not going to lie. Those 2 years we were at Millikan, you would have swear we were modern day.
What?
Because the sideline was lit.
It was
crowd was lit. You would have swear we was on something.
It was lit. Like, walking out there, it looked like you looking at 10,000 people.
Yeah, he like, fuck. lying all the way out the parking lot like, damn, who's playing? Bosco or modern day? No, motherfucker, Millikan's playing.
Wow.
You about to come and watch this.
That shit was lit, man. So if you could choose, I got to ask you this. If you could choose, who would you love to get an offer from right now, and you'll say yes right now?
I don't even know. I don't think about it like that. But I'd want to go with Big Sky or Mount West, because I know I have a better chance of playing. Because it sucks to say, size really
Size matters. Yeah. Size matters.
So it's like,
and you a box, and are they categorizing you as a box safety?
As a rover. I could play at the top and I could come down.
Yeah.
So like, I don't even know. Really, I'd really want to go to a Texas school.
Nice.
Like a nice D, like a D1 Texas school, like
UTEP,
Texas UTSA. State.
Yeah, Texas State. There,
my boy played D line. My boy, we had on the show. He the D line coach at Texas State.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes, right.
Dang. I go
Houston. Ja'Cory,
TSU.
Oh, Drake, TSU.
I want to go to like a boy. Not like no Power 5 Texas school because them like, boys different, but like.
Like a G5, so like Houston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Houston. Yeah.
UTEP, UTSA.
UTSA, yeah. Incarnate Word.
Because they play a lot of Rover. They have a lot of those teams over there. They play like
it's
Rover,
like
it's old school real football.
Yeah, schematically, they still stuck in some ways.
Yeah. And then like a lot of schools in the Mountain West use Rovers too, but they like to, instead of bringing in a true box, like roll down safety, they just starting to put in nickels.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You like a big nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't even know, to be honest. I'd go to like San Diego State. I'd go to.
They just played a bowl game last night.
Yeah. Like, they did. They was playing against UTSA. Yeah.
Schools I know where I'm going and play right away, I'd go.
Yeah.
Right now. Like if Southern Utah offered me, I'd go. Arizona offered me. Because Arizona's on a rebuild.
Facts. So they need
got
you.
They got dudes. They got, like, don't get me wrong. It's Pac-12. They got dudes. But
right.
They're on a rebuild.
And you will be a part of the foundation.
Yeah.
Correct.
They've been offering a lot of people lately.
You and Bobo.
Colorado State.
Colorado State.
Like 43 people.
Shout out to Savage. That's where he at.
Oh, yeah, Chad?
That's what Lamp was telling us.
Yeah,
today,
Chad Savage.
Chad Savage.
He talked to...
solid dude.
He talked to him about me and Dijon.
Yeah, he's solid. Chad is solid. I met him at the Cousin Convention last year, and we've been tapped in since. You know, he's, you know, because I kept it a stack with him, you know, in his culture profession. Shit. People get Hollywood just like anybody else that's leveling up. They get Hollywood. And I told him, I was like, I appreciate you responding for real. He was like, yeah, it ain't never gonna be no love lost. Like it's always gonna be the same.
Remember where you came from.
Yeah, for real.
Facts.
For real.
It goes a long way.
You heard that, Mark? Don't get Hollywood on us now. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, what am I doing?
But nah, that's big, man. For, you know, somebody gonna listen to this and somebody gonna look up your tape. So what we gonna, We gotta put his huddle in the show notes for this episode. All we gotta right, put his highlight tape in the show notes for this.
We're gonna put it on the Instagram.
Swipe up, throw it on there. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna do our part. Make sure you know you get some extra eyes on you, whatever the case may be. But you know it's gonna be everything that transpires within these next few months. It's gonna be major blessings, and it's gonna be well earned and well deserved.
Yep. For sure. Just staying patient.
Let's give him a hand clap of praise for
put that shit up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
JD. Real factual.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Understand me.
You understand me.
We got some rapid fire questions coming up.
Hey. Yeah. I think I got some off the top. Ooh. Hey, you know what? When I put in the chat earlier, that's a real ass one. Me and my family had some debate about that one.
How did the debate go though? Like, so
look,
cue the music.
All right. So the question is, Travis Kelce or Gronkowski, who's had a better career?
Or who's had a better career?
Even right now, because my brother was even saying Travis Kelce's had 6 straight 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
But I was like,
you're comparing somebody in the prime of their career compared to somebody
in their prime. They're the same age. Gronk came out 2 years before him because
they're the same year.
Yeah, Gronk came out 2 years before him because Gronk didn't play all 4 years, but they're the same age.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me either till today. I thought Gronk was a little older.
I didn't really start hearing about Travis Kelce until
Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah, until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And the way I told my brother, I'm like, how do you put 97 touchdowns in a career, 9,000 yards? Gronk's a better blocker than Kelce is.
Yeah.
And Gronk has 4 chips.
Dude. But if Gronk didn't have Brady,
Facts.
Would he be that?
But
if
Kelsey didn't have Mahomes, because you didn't hear about Kelsey.
Now, I'm going to be real. Kelsey still was doing his thing with Alex Smith. But the volume and the production was not the same. Because, you know, we got to understand, Alex Smith was not known as somebody to push the ball downfield. Alex Smith is a dink and dunk, play safe, win the game type of guy.
Yeah, he's a game manager.
Yeah, he's a game manager. He's a point guard. He's a point guard.
Facilitate.
As opposed to Pat Mahomes, he is going to throw the deep ball.
But to your point, like I told my brother, yeah, so Kelsey has those 1,000-yard seasons because Kelsey plays in a like air raid offense. They want to throw the ball.
That part.
But Gronk played in the – when Brady was in that time, they were trying to smash mouth football, run the ball.
They were running a ride.
Two tight ends, and he had Aaron Hernandez on the other side.
Aaron Hernandez was really the guy, though.
Yeah.
And he was the number one.
That's my next question.
Oh, yeah, he was the number one.
That's my next question. With Aaron Hernandez – if he didn't, you know, if he was still around
out here killing folks.
Yeah, if he wasn't killing folks, would he have been a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
But who would the Patriots have kept both of them? Because they paid both of them one time.
They would have kept them, bro.
I think they was unstoppable with two of them.
It was unstoppable. Because in the way they used to flex Aaron Hernandez and put him at wideout so frequently, bro, Aaron Hernandez athletically was on a different level.
And they want Jonnu Smith to be that so much.
And Jonnu Smith has...
He could be that because he could run the rock too.
Jonnu Smith is extremely talented, but personally, I don't think that Josh McDaniels is using him correctly.
Oh no, I don't think so either.
Because you're forcing it.
You got Hunter Henry.
Yeah, you got Hunter Henry who you're using as your prototypical tight end. You know what I'm saying?
Like Gronk from
he's boxing out. You know what I'm saying? Throwing him the curls, the out routes. And you using Jonnu Smith, you trying to give him reverses, handoffs, when you don't got to force him the ball like that.
Factual.
Like, you just put him in natural situations, create plays to put him in space, create mismatches to where now, boom, you get Jonnu Smith the ball.
They trying to use him like Debo.
Yes.
Debo.
Yeah, and he not even that. Like, he not fast like that. Debo different. Like
Debo different.
Debo really different. On everything he is. Like,
hey. Damn, I had another one that I forgot to blew it. Hey, the NFL season's kind of crazy. I looked at the rankings earlier.
Fun fact. Washington football team coach had the first black female position coach on their staff last night.
What was she coach?
Jennifer King was coaching the running backs.
Yeah.
Dead ass coaching the running backs.
That's the running back coach.
Yes.
I have a neighbor named Jennifer King. Shout out.
She liked that. She liked that, man. Yeah. She did that. She did her thing.
That's respect.
Hey.
I wonder if they let her rotate the backs. Or somebody else was rotating the backs.
Would you let Coach Vic rotate the backs? You were the running back coach when he had the title.
Facts.
And you coached DBs.
I coached DBs and I was rotating the backs. Like, nah, dog. I think she do.
I think in the NFL, there's a different respect up there.
Yeah, like in high school,
we was like, all right, you got this position just because there's someone else to do.
Literally, we just put you in a spot.
Yeah, you don't want to know who Coach Vic is.
Exactly. That's the question.
You're not the same Coach Vic you're thinking about. It's a different Coach Vic.
Yeah, not Vic that was with us at Milliken.
Not the Gomez family.
He
plays
rugby,
doesn't he, still?
Yeah. Shout out to Gomez family. Yeah, they're at Cal State.
Oh, he goes there for 4 years?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Balling.
Yeah, he out there doing
and he balled out of San Anthony too.
He did. On football and rugby.
Hey, real quick before we hit this outro.
Yeah.
Dark horse NFL. Who you got?
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Wait before you give your answer. That's not even the one.
This real fanboy of me, but
oh, don't say the Raiders.
I'm realistic.
Alright, go ahead.
The Eagles gonna sneak in.
But I think they're going to sneak in.
Yeah, they're going to sneak in.
But they're going to get hot and they're going to do something in the playoffs?
They're not getting no Super Bowl.
Playoffs?
Playoffs!
They get a wild card win and they win?
They get a wild card win.
But they win one?
Yeah. They win first round. They get a wild card and they win first round. Dude, Jalen Hurts went off last night. He only had 6 incompletions, threw for over 300 yards.
Who did he play last week?
The Washington football team.
That's right. Okay.
Top-ranked defense in the NFL still, even without...
Ooh.
The Washington football
without Chase Young.
Yeah, yeah, without Chase Young, they still like top ranked.
Weren't they like
6-7 or 6-5?
Or I think they six. Bro, everyone in the league right now,
everybody's kind of like even.
Yeah, everyone's like 7-7, 6-8, 8-6. Everyone's like kind of up there.
So it's like,
boys, though. They're all great.
The Cowboys, what they gonna do?
Probably choke.
Not gonna lie, my dark horse. The only reason I'm gonna say it, not because I'm a fan, but if the Chargers run into the Patriots first round, they're done. Because that Patriots, I don't know what Bill Belichick does to the Chargers. He always fucks them up. But if the Chargers don't run into the Patriots, they're going.
They're gonna ride. Yeah, they're gonna ride.
They're gonna ride it out.
You think they're gonna choke? Oh, you think the Chargers would lose to the Patriots?
No, we'll beat the Patriots.
Didn't I see the game here?
Well,
no, I said the Patriots are going to beat them.
Oh, what? I heard that totally different.
No, that's what I said.
I heard him say the Patriot game.
No, I said if the Patriots win, I mean, the Patriots and Chargers play, the Patriots are going to beat them. Because they always beat the Chargers, no matter what. They always kill them.
And at the moment, too, Chargers don't have home field throughout any of the playoffs, so they would have to go there.
They have to go to Foxborough.
They got to play outside.
Yeah, we beat them here already. We're going to beat them there.
But if y'all play,
it's hard to beat a team twice, though.
It's touche.
Hey, don't tell Paulie that. They lost a Sarah 3 times in 1 year, boy.
Shout out to Sarah winning the championship.
Shout out to Sarah.
But I don't know. I think the Chargers will do. I think they're gonna get hot. Something, bro, because they are doing good right now.
And to be real, they got two
really good receivers. Yeah. And Mike Williams, he popping off this year.
Oh, they got three.
Mike Williams, Keenan Allen,
and Guyton
is dope. Guyton's
and then they got a good back.
Guyton's dope. Yeah, they've been healthy.
Like Eckler's a guy.
Didn't matter when we sure played him.
And they got
he's hurt.
Hey, shout out the Eckler family. Hey,
are they coming through or what?
Daddy Eckler the dad of Eckler need to come through with the
Austin's pops needs to come on. Man. His name?
It's like
Mr. Eckler.
Mr. Eckler. Mr. Eckler come through with the
Mr. Eckler.
Yodi FaceTimed us and everything.
Right.
You promised the new facility.
Need to go ahead and get the schematics.
We'll throw you the keys.
Off topic question. What do y'all think about COVID?
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Oh, I want to ask you that. So what did you
You know
feel?
Who his head coach is?
Yeah, that boy Peabody.
Peabody bowed it, boy.
Yeah.
So how did COVID?
I see him post something and it makes me laugh.
About bro. COVID? What he be talking about?
He be like, y'all still believe this? Yeah. Like, this is crazy. Bro.
It's like, bro, if you want to get a laugh, just follow
him. Yeah, follow him.
On Twitter?
No, IG.
Oh, IG?
He be like, look at these clowns.
Yeah,
like,
bro, he love that word, clown.
Yeah, like, look at these clowns. And I be like, and he'd be just living his life, like doing regular shit, like out there. I feel like he go to Orange County for everything.
Like he golfs all the time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Coaches. You know.
That's funny on levels.
Bruh.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about it?
Yeah. Well, how did COVID impact you as a player? Yeah. Like,
because I think it impacted people as a player because, say, they, like, for example, I think it impacts because we got that whole year off not going against nobody. Like, just like you could do one-on-ones here and there, but you get that whole year off, people coming back fat, people like gaining weight. Like, it's just like that year really messed people up, and especially in the head. People stop, like, again, I called you, I was like, I might just start working.
Nah, you was on that too. I'm like, this guy is tripping.
But like, Zach Martin, shout out.
Shout out, Zach.
He, every day hit me like, let's work out. And I'm just like, bet. Like, he made me just keep, at least stay.
He kept you consistent.
Yeah, consistent to where when I came back, I wasn't just like, God damn.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
And you had put on some weight.
Yeah.
You had fluctuated a little bit.
Yeah.
We saw him at the game. We're like, that's JD?
I was drinking a lot. And then I stopped and I lost like 15 pounds now. I was like 200. Now I weigh like 185.
Is that the key?
Yeah.
But
it usually is. It usually is.
Shout out to that.
Calories.
Messed up everybody. Bow. A lot of people just stopped playing football, like good people. Like, I know, like, multiple people that just stopped playing football.
Shout out Justin Bailey.
Just to work.
Albert Fuller.
But, yeah, like, if that's what their mind desires, then that's what they got to do.
Yeah.
But if you really love a game of football, if you're like, all right, this is my only way out, I want to like accomplish something, then stick to it no matter what. don't just stop because something like that's adversity. Yeah, right.
That's
there.
Another piece of adversity.
That's a big one too. A big thing for JUCO pit players or just people in general. Like people after high school, like, oh, I'm about to go play JUCO. I'm about to ball out. I'm about to get out. Oh, COVID.
CGB. Oh. Can't go back.
Yep. How you do with adversity?
COVID. Now, what am I going to do? Just start working at McDonald's and shit. Like,
I'm getting money.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's like
working every day.
It did affect a lot of people, but if you just stay down and do what you really love, like, nothing can stop you.
Facts. Nothing can stop you 100%. That's it right there. If you don't quit, it just like Nipsey said, I just didn't quit.
Yep.
I just didn't quit.
I thought he was gonna get into like the whole like, are you a believer of COVID? Bro, no lie.
I actually do want to know what you guys think about that.
We don't give a fuck about it.
Well, I had COVID.
Well, you guys have the vaccine?
No, I don't.
No, I don't got it. Do you got it?
Listen.
He does not disclose it out there.
But listen, I got this funny text today from my cousin. Bro, literally had a birthday party at the crib, at my aunt's crib, and hit us with like, hey, I don't know if you guys saw the cases are back up, so I'm just asking if you guys all get tested before Christmas. And I'm like, you had a whole ass party at your house. And what? she was like, it was like 10 people. I was like, she's like, better at my house than at a bar. And I was like, yeah, let's bring all these random ass people to my aunt's house where my aunt and uncle live, and let's give them a chance. I'm like, man, what the fuck? You don't get out of here. Bro. I ain't getting tested for nobody. Like, fuck that.
Wild boy.
I'm like, you got me fucked up. So I was like, yeah, I'll get tested and psych.
So I had intentions of going to spend Thanksgiving with my family in Texas, but I ended up not going. You know what I'm saying? Stay home. So. Before I had decided for myself I wasn't gonna go. So then I wanna say maybe a week or so after I made that decision, my uncle's talking to me. He's like, yeah, so were you still planning on going to Texas? I was like, I don't know yet. You know, I'm still on the fence. He was like, well, you gotta show your vaccination if you wanna go.
You're right, Unc.
I was like, what?
To him or to the airport?
My cousin's dad was requiring you, like, if you wanted to like come spend Thanksgiving with them, you gotta show proof of vaccination.
What, Unc?
And so I was like, what? Like, that's what funny. Is that? Like,
that's funny.
I mean, I get it, but I don't.
Omicron.
I was at my nana's house one day.
My
nana said, my nana basically, you can't go, if you can't go in her house without a mask type shit. That's what she on. So I'm sitting there eating one day, you know, and my uncle was already talking shit to me. So I'm sitting there eating. He's like, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you gotta wear a mask in this house.
Like, I'm eating.
I'm eating. He's like, I know. I'm just saying. I'm like, man, get out of here with that shit. Like, you don't get out of my face, dude.
Hey, you should have been like, so COVID taking a break while I'm eating. Like,
right.
Bro, I don't get that. You know what? We'll talk about that off here.
Right, dude. Like,
so we gonna go that way, this way? How you want to do
JD?
It?
Yeah,
so
JD.
He don't know what this is. This is a shout out. You can give your IG handle, your Twitter,
tell
where they can find you.
Facts, what he said.
I got it. I've been here for like 2 months.
I don't even know my shit, but.
We'll let you go last?
No, I go
first. Oh, okay.
Y'all can follow me on the gram at Jaden1Davis. So it's JaydnN1, and then Davis with two S's. And then my Twitter is
cue to Jeopardy music.
It's just JaydenDavis01, and nice. That's about it. I don't really use social media like that. So, but y'all can follow me.
Follow up.
Check
man.
Out them highlights.
Follow yeah. up. Watch his highlight tape. If you a coach, DM him. Check him out. Tell him you want him on your team. Offer him.
Oh, any shout outs real quick before you?
Yeah, you want anybody you want to shout out?
Shout out to the fam. You know. For putting a roof over my head and feeding me every day.
Factuals.
Nice.
And then Shout out to LBCC. You know we do it, Vikings.
Viking gang or hang, baby. I told you.
Shout out to Milliken.
For the longest.
Go Rams. No, we're going to shout that out.
I was about to say it, too.
Oh, fuck that.
It was about to come out.
Go Lancers now, baby. I got it under here, too. I got the Lancer pie. Yeah. I'll pull it up. Fuck
them. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
They disrespected us.
Hey, that squad was different, though, man. Shout out to that Milliken squad. Class of 2018, man.
2018.
Shout out to my youngest, man. Shout out, big shout out.
I thought y'all was talking about the class there now.
Nah,
about
fuck them.
Shout out to them too, man. Yeah. Shout out to
Okay, I don't care how they did it on the field. But yeah, the thing that transpired before we even got on the field.
Wasn't they stomping out a jersey or something?
No, I don't even care about that.
I'm not studying the competitiveness behind
it. I don't care. Yeah, I'm talking about how the staff treated us when we was walking
but
in.
The staff. They're campus staff, bro. Like,
yeah, and we'll get about
like
that
teachers
off air.
And faculty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
Tony still over there? The Samoan cat with the pony?
Yeah, he was cool. He was cool.
You know, security was good.
Are
you talking about the football staff?
Nah, we talking about like administrators. Yeah, PTSA, counselors.
I wasn't familiar with their faces.
How about the she used to always wear the pink shirt under, like a blue jacket with a pink shirt. I forgot her name.
Was she working in office?
No, she used to work the gate right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The black lady?
She's like my color.
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, she was like on the field. Yeah. Nah, this is like
yeah,
you
these
folks.
Some Randys.
Some of them knew us, some of them didn't, but fuck them.
Yeah,
Randys.
They come into John Ford Stadium this year, and we gonna give them that work.
Boy.
Just know. The red wave. The red wave.
But, shout out to Bobo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He signed his LOI.
Yup.
You know, who else was there? Lil 2-3.
Rose Brother.
Coach Rose Brother.
His name Darian?
Yeah.
Shout out to him as well. Shout out to the other guys that was there when we was there. It's all love.
All love.
Find me on Twitter, D_Presley14. I'm always tweeting. Find me on IG. D_Presley14. You know, send a shout. Support the show. Support all things positive, man.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
How to hit him with that posse.
Wait.
So show. What up, dude? I haven't talked to this mic in a minute.
Yeah, sleepy hey, ass.
It's been a long week.
Go ahead.
I have been Kevin Love today, and you know what? That's totally fine with me.
Kevin Love and the Big Three.
Yeah,
that's fine. Hey, you just got to know what day it is that you got to just play your role. And you know what? Today was my day.
Or your role. Go ahead. Tell them where they can find you, Mark.
Twitter, y'all already know what it is. It is the government name, Mark Keenan.
Derek Fisher at
Mark Keenan.
What?
He started. I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead. IG what?
IG is the same thing with an underscore in the front. It's same spelled the same way. MarkKeenan. What up?
What up, though?
Pow.
What's it? No shout out.
Shout out to my family. Shout out to my friends. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Dang.
Shout out.
You know what is it? Twitter.
Jesus Black.
Facts. Twitter at Coach Fern _ Damn, that was unexpected. Why you gotta do it for when I was up? Hey,
this one's for you.
Was it Instagram?
Yeah, IG.
I'm brand new here. Instagram is at Coach Fern Training.
Boy,
you know, catch me and all my Lakewood youngins. He took the word from JD. My youngins. Coming for that top spot.
My oops.
And then you know, if you didn't know, Wednesday's also locals only for the Long Beach Shredders. So.
This one's for the ladies.
Not gonna lie. This one's called Dog Days. And I think this is the best one.
Yeah.
Best one so far. Hey, Coach Edom had me up at 3:30 in the morning, dog. Hope it's the best one. Fuck, I was tired. But that was it for me. Hey, appreciate you, JD, for tuning in with us.
Yeah, appreciate you pulling up, man. Appreciate you. You know, sharing your background and your experiences. Definitely was something that others can gain value from as well. That's in your position, and you know, even for the younger guys as well.
Yep.
Hey, you know what we say when we get out here? Peace, love, blessings, and what else? We
are
out of here.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Bye.